Newsbreak podcast.
Well, our leadership at the national level met with the EFF. Well, they were presenting their case in terms of what they're intending to obtain through the shutdown, but there were various issues that you raised as the industry. Number one is the issue of the previous COVID-19 outcome. Number two is the issue of the flood, which took place and which had a negative impact in our business. And then the issue of interaction as well has a negative impact in the municipal sector industry. And the majority of our people lost their livelihoods. Some of them, their vehicles were repossessed. And the lifestyle was converted for work. And those were the reasons why we could not be able then to be part of a shutdown. And one other issue is that we are a political entity. We are not politicians. And our constituency belongs to so many people who belong to different political parties, and we couldn't then participate in such, because that will probably would open a can of worms whereby every political party member would come to us, and then we would need to be consistent in terms of our approach to this particular request.
With that said, our taxi is going to be operational as part of Santaco on Monday.
Definitely, all our taxis are going to be operating on Monday as usual. It's going to be business as usual as well.
Are there any contingency plans in terms of security deployment at taxi ranks?
We are law-abiding citizens. We are not above the law. We strongly feel that the law enforcement agencies are going to be able to protect us. And over and above that, the leader of EFF said this particular demonstration is going to be a peaceful one. And on those basis, we hope that they will do so. Our rights are going to be protected as well as theirs. And on those basis, as a democratic country and democratic principles are going to prevail on the day.
Given the state of the country at the moment, economically and socially, do you think this is the right time for this party to stage such a protest?
No. Because we are now on the economic trajectory whereby our country was trying to improve, even though we're greylisted. But we're hoping that this is not the correct time for us to actually undergo such, because it is particularly taking us backwards in terms of economic growth. This will definitely have a negative impact. From our side and from our own perspective, we don't think it's the correct way to actually deal with the challenges which I mentioned, because after the shutdown, are we going to get the electricity back? No. After the shutdown, is the president going to resign? No. Then the only best bet is to probably utilize other means and ways which will influence the outcome which the people are actually looking for. One of those is to basically go back to parliament, present your cases, persuade one another. And then the second one is next year it's going to be national elections campaign, so that they will vote for you, and then you ask the other one.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.